we're actually partnering up with Queen City Running, and we've created a running analysis program that actually is available at any of the clinics, even as far out as Ishpeming and Nagani. We've tailored this to a couple different groups. So specifically, if somebody's got an injury going on right now, currently running through the winter season, or maybe ended last season with an injury, that'd be the perfect time to get back in as we hopefully transition into spring here. Otherwise, really another group that in particular that we'd like to target is anybody that's looking to get back into running. Say you've taken some time off, and there is a stage of deconditioning there that happens. So getting back into it, if you expect to increase your mileage, this would be a good way to go about it and just get in front of somebody that can break that down for you.
When you talk about injuries, you're talking about knees, hips, maybe ankles, feet, any issues that really are going to keep you from running.
Yes, and really, a lot of times it's an injury that may be just nagging enough that it's bothering you, it's slowing you down, and it doesn't have to be something that's stopped you entirely, and I think that's an important part. Even coming in with an injury, it's not something that we're going to ask you to quit running entirely. More like, let's work through this, and let's see if we can change enough of the variables to keep you running and getting you going forward.
Talking to Kyle Aho, who is a physical therapist for Active Physical Therapy. And what I'm hearing you say, Kyle, is that if you have an injury like this, you can still run. And maybe with Active Physical Therapy, you can find out what's causing the injury and how to maybe relieve that injury.
Yeah, and that's what we'd like to do with you. Really, having you come in, we'd put you on a treadmill just for a very short time. It's not like we're going to make you run through a lot of pain. Just get you on a treadmill, and we'd video record that. And just following that up with an analysis. It's pretty simple, but it's a comprehensive analysis of exactly everything that goes into running efficiently. So I think that's a pretty neat breakdown that we can do with you.
Now, you're talking about gait. What does that mean, what does that mean to runners?
Sure, and your gait specifically, anybody that's a runner understands, just that's a skill that you learn, and it's the way we run. So really just talking in terms of the pattern that we run in. So everybody runs a little differently, and that would be our individual gait.
And that means your step, really. How long is your step, or how short is it? How many steps do you take? You're taller than I am, so if we were running next to each other, I would probably be taking more steps than you would be.
Yeah, potentially, that's it. And there's a lot that goes into it. I think many, many variables that we never even think about until you get in front of somebody that's done this and has trained specifically to treat this population, because it's a skill.
A lot of people may be thinking about getting into a running program again, and you specifically mentioned people who have run in the past, but maybe have a nagging injury or something like that where they're not sure whether they should do it or not. And we're saying, come into Active Physical Therapy and find out. You can help with those nagging injuries and certainly get them back on the road again. But you talk about a running analysis. What does that entail?
Yeah, and so for every individual, it's going to be a little different. We're going to specifically tailor that to the individual. Say someone that comes in, like your example there, that hasn't run in a while, that will look very differently than, say, we've got a guy that's coming in that's an ultramarathon runner, and he's putting high mileage on. So say the individual that's taken off maybe the past year because they've had an ankle injury, and then they come in, we're only going to ask you to run for a very short time, and we'll get you at a comfortable speed, whether that is 5-6 miles per hour on a treadmill. And just have you run, just run and almost pretend we're not there, so we can get a video footage of you and break that down then as if there wasn't anybody watching. There's a lot of variables in particular that we look at, and then following that short run, I'd have you just hop off the treadmill and go through that with you. We'd walk through each of those individual parts and really try and give you a couple tools that you can use then to try for, say, 2-3 weeks, and then I'd like to follow up with you ideally just to make sure things are going in the right direction.
And that's really just to find out, maybe this particular way that I'm running or holding my posture is what's causing my ankle injury, and I can get rid of that.
It is.
If I just make an adjustment.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's all it takes is just a very small adjustment with a trained eye, in some situations, it may even come down to the shoes you wear or exactly your mechanics in those shoes. So I think it definitely helps to be in front of somebody that's done this and repetitively gets to see a lot of runners.
Active Physical Therapy is in Ishpeming in the Country Village behind McDonald's. It's in Nagani in the YMCA building. It's in Marquette on Fair Avenue across from the Medical Center and on 3rd Street in Marquette also. You mentioned all those areas. Can folks just come in and say, I want to make an appointment and talk about getting a running analysis?
They can. Yeah, that would be the easiest way is just give a call to any one of the clinics, you know, if you want, and call and just set up an appointment. And really, that will give us a good start. Otherwise, we also have teamed up with Queen City Running, and I know they've got a large running group, so we will be involved in the community specifically. So I think with the expertise that Kevin has down there and between what we have as a skill, I think we team up pretty well.
And I know that if people have issues with their health insurance, active physical therapy can help with that as well.
Yes, and that's one thing that's important too to note is you don't need a referral in this situation. You know, if you want to come in for a gait analysis and you're looking to get back in a run in the spring, it doesn't take a doctor's referral to come in specifically for that. So we can definitely work through that.
Kyle Aho is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy joining us this morning. And Kyle, thanks for your time this morning. It's great advice as winter transitions into spring, that's going to transition into summer. We know it's going to happen.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for having us.